How to handle conflict with kindness and clarity. Conflict is an inevitable part of human interaction. Whether in professional environments, personal relationships, or casual encounters, disagreements and tensions arise. The differentiating factor isn't whether conflict occurs, but rather how we respond to it. Approaching conflict with both kindness and clarity represents a powerful combination that can transform potentially destructive situations into opportunities for growth, understanding, and stronger connections. Conflict resolution isn't simply about ending disagreements, it's about addressing underlying issues while maintaining respect and dignity for all involved. When we balance compassionate understanding with honest communication, we create space for genuine resolution rather than temporary peacekeeping that leaves tensions simmering beneath the surface. The hidden cost of unresolved conflict. Avoiding or mishandling conflict comes with significant costs. In workplaces, unresolved conflict leads to decreased productivity, higher turnover rates, and toxic culture. In personal relationships, it erodes trust and emotional intimacy. The toll on individual well-being manifests as stress, anxiety, and even physical health problems. According to research from workplace conflict resolution specialists, managers spend approximately 25-40% of their time addressing workplace conflicts, time that could be directed toward innovation, strategic planning, or team development. The financial impact is equally staggering, with billions lost annually to conflict-related productivity decreases. However, when approached skillfully, conflict becomes an engine for positive change rather than a destructive force. It can reveal blind spots, challenge assumptions, and create opportunities for deeper connection and growth. The foundation: understanding conflict with compassion. At the heart of kind conflict resolution is compassion both for others and yourself. This doesn't mean becoming a doormat or abandoning your needs. Rather, it involves recognizing the shared humanity in the situation and approaching disagreements with genuine curiosity instead of judgment. Compassion in conflict starts with recognizing a fundamental truth: behind most conflicts lie unmet needs, fears, or values that matter deeply to the individuals involved. When we can see beyond behavior to these underlying concerns, we create space for authentic resolution. Therapists specializing in relationship dynamics suggest that handling conflict with compassion involves developing several core capacities. Self-awareness, understanding your own triggers, patterns, and contributions to the conflict. Emotional regulation, managing your reactions so you can respond thoughtfully rather than reactively. Perspective taking, genuinely attempting to understand the other person's viewpoint. Validation, acknowledging others' feelings as legitimate even when you disagree with their conclusions. These skills don't come naturally to most of us, they require conscious development and practice. The good news is that, like any skill set, they can be strengthened over time. The clarity component, honest communication without harshness. While kindness creates the psychological safety necessary for productive conflict resolution, clarity ensures that real issues get addressed. Without clarity, kindness can become conflict avoidance or people-pleasing approaches that ultimately solve nothing. Clarity in conflict means having the courage to name issues directly, express your needs honestly, and set appropriate boundaries. It involves distinguishing between facts and interpretations, being specific rather than general, and taking ownership of your perspectives rather than presenting them as universal truths. The concept of leading with kindness and clarity has gained traction in leadership circles precisely because it balances these essential elements. This approach creates environments where difficult conversations can happen without triggering defensive responses that shut down productive dialogue. To increase clarity in conflict situations, focus on observable behaviors rather than assumed intentions. Use I statements to own your experience. Be specific about impact rather than making general complaints. Separate the problem from the person. Express needs and requests clearly rather than expecting others to infer them. Practical techniques for addressing conflict situations. Moving from principles to practice, several specific techniques can help balance kindness with clarity in conflict situations. 1. The Conflict Resolution Conversation Framework. When initiating a conversation about a conflict, structure can help maintain both compassion and directness. A proven framework includes: observation, I noticed that. Stick to observable facts. Feeling, I felt. Own your emotional response. Need, because I need / value. Identify the underlying need. Request, would you be willing to. Make a clear, specific request. This structure helps prevent the conversation from spiraling into blame while still addressing the real issues at hand. 2. Active listening as conflict de-escalation. Active listening isn't just a communication technique, it's a powerful tool for de-escalating conflict. When people feel genuinely heard, defensive postures often naturally relax. Effective listening in conflict includes giving full attention, putting away devices, maintaining appropriate eye contact. Reflecting back what you hear, it sounds like you're saying. Asking clarifying questions to deepen understanding. Validating emotions even when you disagree with conclusions. Avoiding planning your response while the other person is speaking. Experts in conflict resolution emphasize that resolving conflict effectively often requires spending more time listening than speaking, something that runs counter to our instincts when we feel misunderstood or wronged. 3. Finding common ground. Even in heated conflicts, there usually exists some common ground, shared values, mutual goals, or areas of agreement that can serve as a foundation for resolution. Explicitly identifying these areas creates momentum and reminds everyone that you are ultimately on the same team. Questions that help uncover common ground include: what outcome would feel successful to both of us? What values do we share that should guide our resolution? What parts of each other's perspective can we acknowledge as valid? 4. Taking breaks when needed. Sometimes the kindest and most clarifying thing is to pause a conversation when emotions escalate beyond productive engagement. Establishing a system for taking breaks prevents these pauses from becoming avoidance or stonewalling. A healthy break includes communicating that you need a pause, not just walking away. Giving a specific time frame for returning to the conversation. Using the break for self-regulation, not rehearsing arguments. Returning to the conversation as promised. Workplace conflict resolution, special considerations. Professional environments present unique challenges and opportunities for conflict resolution. Power dynamics, organizational culture, and professional expectations all influence how conflicts unfold and get resolved. Effective workplaces recognize that conflict isn't inherently negative, it often signals engagement, passion, and investment. The goal isn't to eliminate conflict but to create cultures where conflicts can be addressed productively. Research on workplace dynamics suggests several approaches for handling conflict with clarity and compassion in professional settings. 1. Create clear channels for addressing concerns. Organizations benefit from establishing transparent processes for raising and addressing conflicts. This might include regular one-on-one meetings where concerns can be discussed, anonymous feedback systems for sensitive issues, clearly defined escalation pathways when initial conversations don't resolve issues, trained conflict resolution specialists or mediators for complex situations. 2. Address issues early. In workplaces, small conflicts left unaddressed frequently grow into major problems. Leaders who normalize addressing minor tensions before they escalate demonstrate both kindness, preventing unnecessary suffering, and clarity, ensuring issues don't fester. 3. Focus on interests, not positions. Professional conflicts often become stuck when people focus on particular solutions, positions, rather than the underlying concerns, interests. Shifting conversations from "what do you want?" to "why is this important to you?" creates more flexible negotiating space. 4. Use a third party when needed. Some workplace conflicts benefit from neutral third-party facilitation. This isn't an admission of failure but rather a recognition that complex dynamics sometimes need additional structure and support. Leadership in conflict, special responsibilities. Leaders carry particular responsibilities in conflict situations. Their approaches set the tone for organizational culture and model what's acceptable. Leaders who avoid conflict or handle it poorly create environments where tensions simmer beneath the surface, eroding trust and hampering performance. Effective leadership communication during conflict involves communicating like a leader, not a boss, approaching disagreement as an opportunity for alignment rather than an exercise of authority. This distinction fundamentally shapes how conflicts unfold and whether they lead to growth or resentment. Leaders can promote healthy conflict resolution by 1. Modeling vulnerability and accountability. When leaders acknowledge their own contributions to problems and demonstrate willingness to change, they create psychological safety for others to do the same. This doesn't diminish authority, it enhances authentic influence. 2. Asking powerful questions. Leaders skilled in conflict resolution know that questions often accomplish more than statements. Great leaders ask questions that change minds not through manipulation but by creating space for genuine reflection. Questions that transform conflict include: what would success look like for you in this situation? How might someone with a different perspective view this issue? What part of this situation have we not yet considered? What would need to happen for you to feel your concerns have been addressed? 3. Building loyalty through consistent conflict management. How leaders handle conflict significantly impacts team loyalty. When team members observe fair, respectful conflict resolution processes, trust deepens. This represents one of the leadership communication habits that build loyalty even in challenging circumstances. 4. Developing active listening skills. Leaders who master active listening transform conflict dynamics. The ability to truly hear concerns even when delivered poorly or emotionally creates space for resolution where none seemed possible. Leaders who become leaders people actually listen to have usually first mastered the art of listening themselves. This reciprocity lies at the heart of effective conflict resolution. Developing your conflict resolution skills. Like any complex skill set, conflict resolution abilities develop through intentional practice and reflection. Consider these strategies for ongoing development. 1. Start with self-awareness. Understanding your own conflict patterns provides the foundation for improvement. Reflect on your typical conflict response: avoidance, accommodation, competition, compromise, or collaboration. Personal triggers that escalate your emotional reactions. The gap between how you currently handle conflict and how you'd like to. Childhood experiences that may have shaped your conflict approach. 2. Practice in lower stakes situations. Don't wait for major conflicts to practice new skills. Minor disagreements provide perfect opportunities to experiment with more effective approaches without the pressure of high emotional stakes. 3. Develop a personal reflection process. After conflict situations, take time to reflect on what worked, what didn't, and what you might try differently next time. This reflection converts experience into wisdom rather than simply reinforcing existing patterns. 4. Study effective communication approaches. Expanding your knowledge of communication principles provides new tools for your conflict resolution toolkit. From nonviolent communication to crucial conversations frameworks, diverse approaches offer valuable perspectives. Integrating kindness and clarity, the path forward. Bringing together kindness and clarity in conflict isn't about finding a middle ground between being nice and being honest. It's about recognizing that these qualities enhance rather than oppose each other. Clarity without kindness becomes harshness. Kindness without clarity becomes avoidance. The integration happens when we speak truth with compassionate awareness of its impact. Set boundaries with respect for others' dignity. Express needs directly while remaining open to others' needs. Hold others accountable while acknowledging our own contributions. This balanced approach creates what conflict resolution experts call durable solutions, resolutions that address real issues while preserving or even strengthening relationships. Conclusion. Handling conflict with kindness and clarity isn't a destination but a lifelong practice. Even those skilled in conflict resolution continue to learn, adapt, and occasionally struggle. The key lies not in perfection but in commitment to this balanced approach. The benefits extend far beyond individual conflicts. As we develop these capabilities, we contribute to communities, workplaces, and families where difficult conversations can happen honestly and respectfully. We create cultures where differences become sources of strength rather than division. In a world often characterized by polarization and defensive communication, the ability to bring both kindness and clarity to conflict represents a truly revolutionary skill, one that transforms not just our conflicts but our connections with others and ultimately ourselves.